This program is brought to you by Babaway Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Welcome to Kids Bible Minute with our daddy, Landon Rao.
Hello again and welcome to Kids Bible Minute. I'm your host, Landon Rowell, and I'm also the local preacher for the Church of Christ here in Ramona, Oklahoma. I want to thank Bible Way Media out of the Ulaga Church of Christ for giving me the opportunity to do this podcast and each of you for studying God's Word with me. I enjoy our studies together and look forward to it each week. As always, I want to make certain you have your Bible with you, so that when I mention a Bible verse, you can read that verse for yourself and not just take my word for it. Now, most of the time, I will read that passage mentioned out loud, so it's best if you pause this podcast. When the scripture is mentioned, turn to that verse and read it. Then unpause the podcast and read along with me as I read it out loud. If you are new to our study, first, I want to say thank you for studying with us. And secondly, I want to let you know that you can reach all archived or past episodes easily now at RamonaCofc.com. That's RamonaCofc.com in the podcast section, where there is a direct link to Kids Bible Minute past episodes. We are continuing our series of lessons on Impact 316. And find ourselves today looking at 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 16. This passage and the previous few are some of my favorite in all the Bible. Peter is writing, inspired of God, in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 22, about the reality that every child of God will face if they are living a godly life, which is persecution and suffering, 2 Timothy 3 and verse 12. It's within that reality and that truth, that context, that Peter is trying to encourage other Christians. In fact, we read in 1 Peter 3 and verse 9, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. As Christians who will suffer persecution, we must not let persecution change us in our pursuit of righteousness. In other words, we seek to bless no matter what while defending the truth. Let's read 1 Peter 3, 13 through 17. And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats nor be troubled, but sanctify the Lord your God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness or gentleness and fear, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. For it is better, if it is the will of God, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. There are going to be times when we teach the truth, and others will seek to defame us because of that stance, both outside the church and sometimes even within. Why within the church? Because, like you and I, not everyone in the church is willing to accept the truth all the time. We are humans afterwards. That is the simple reality of humanity. And as such, Peter is reminding those that are seeking to follow the truth and teach the truth how to handle these situations, that we are all human and can make mistakes. We teach the truth in meekness or gentleness with a good conscience, so that if others seek to persecute us for that truth, it is they who are put to shame and not us. We teach the truth in meekness or gentleness with a good conscience, so others who know the truth will be even more bold in the truth. And also, we teach the truth in meekness or gentleness with a good conscience, therefore, because it pleases God, whom we should be seeking to put first in our lives anyway. That does not mean it will be easy. It doesn't even mean that others won't try to confuse us and try to get us to do what they think is right, that what they believe to be right, and have convinced themselves even of the lie as right. What it means is, if we know we are right in the scriptures and can prove such, We should listen to the opposing view, but always be ready to give a defense of the truth with meekness and fear in a clean conscience. 1 Peter chapter 3, 15 and 16. So as you and I teach God's truth, let it be said of us that we love God so much that we will not compromise the truth, no matter who is trying to get us to compromise it, that we will have a good conscience concerning the truth. Well, that concludes this Bible study for today. As always, I want to thank you for studying God's precious Word with me, and I want to encourage you to continue to study God's Word every day. Be sure to use the wonderful material and other podcasts made available through the Bible Way Media app or website at BibleWayMedia.org. I also personally have a website at gospel-preacher.com. Of course, make sure you ask your parents if it's okay by them before you download the app or go to those websites. I also encourage you to contact me personally with any question about the Bible at the Ramona Church of Christ email address, which is ramonacofc@gmail.com. That's ramonacofc@gmail.com, or through our Facebook page or any other social media outlet. Make sure you message the Ramona Church of Christ in Oklahoma, not California. Until we have an opportunity to meet again, peace be with you in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.